issue we were dealing with yesterday, which Mark called to see that you have a perforated top, or clump of dirt that is something growing in it, and it's suspended in midair above the ground. The more assumed that there are nutrients that flow from the soil to the pot that they grow. And therefore, Bain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bain according to Rabbanon, will be obligated in Trumas and Maisus if it's suspended over the ground in Eretz Yisrael. So even though it's not touching the ground in Eretz Yisrael, you have this clump of dirt, this perforated pot that's suspended in midair, if it's dangling over the ground in Eretz Yisrael, it would be chayav in Trumas and Maisus because it is considered to be attached to the ground because it is drawing nutrients from the ground. How would that relate to delivering a get on a boat that's over a body of water in Eretz Yisrael? Was that was the Machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to Trumas and Maisus, or Trumas and Maisus growing on a tray of soil on a boat, a body of water in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's, there is no body of water in between, it's not sitting on a boat, it's not something that's permanent. So that Rabbi Yehuda seems to subscribe to the notion that under all circumstances, the pot that's growing is hanging in midair, as long as it's perforated and drawing nutrients from the ground below, wouldn't be considered to be attached to the ground. Chayav in Trumas and Maisus if it's in Eretz Yisrael. The kasha place is raised is, well, what about the Gemara Masechta Shabbos? The Gemara Masechta Shabbos is that if you have a pot or a clump of dirt that's on the ground, a rock, and there's something growing out of the rock or in a perforated pot, and you lift it up and put it on top of a pedestal, even though it's still over the ground, presumably drawing nutrients from the ground, it's considered to be tolush. Yechai mishum koitzer, if you lift it up and put it on the pedestal. It's like you detached it from the ground. Taisa says the problem, how could it be attached to the ground, vis-a-vis Shumas and Maisus, and detached from the ground, vis-a-vis Hilchos Shabbos? Taisa therefore concluded, it must be it is attached to the ground, even in Hilchos Shabbos. It's just us midrabanan. It's kaitzim midrabanan. Taisa midrabanan. But it's really not kaitzim midrabanan. And that's what Taisa's argued. You can wave it for the sake of covered abrios for the person who needs to use the rock in the lavatory or in the outhouse. And pick it up off the ground, even though there's something growing on it, it could be waved in the face of covered abrios. The Rambam omits that entire discussion of covered abrios and the permission to raise the rock in that situation, because the Rambam believes that this is in fact toilesh midaraisa, to take the perforated pot and pick it up off the ground and put it on the pedestal. The problem is, the Gemara here says quite clearly, and the Rambam himself wrote that you're chayav in Trumas and Maisus for this perforated pot that's dangling over the ground or suspended in air over the ground in Eretz Yisrael. It is drawing nutrients from the ground. It is chayav in Trumas and Maisus. How can it be attached to the ground in Hilchos Trumas and Maisus and detached from the ground in Hilchos Shabbos? So Meister Shalavetchik suggested perhaps these are two very different halachas with different definitions of what's considered to be attached to the ground versus detached from the ground. In Hilchos Trumas and Maisus, it depends, or in Shvius or Mitzvah Tuis Baris, it depends what's drawing nutrients from the ground. Even if it's suspended midair on a pedestal, as long as it is drawing nutrients from the ground, and the Gemara assumed that there was nutrients that flew through the air from the soil to the pot, so then it would be chayav in Trumas and Maisus. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it depends if it's still in the place where it grew, whether it is b'mokom giduloi. If it is b'mokom giduloi, then it is attached to the ground. If it is not b'mokom giduloi, if it's been raised off the ground, it's eiker davar migiduloi, so then it would no longer be considered to be attached to the ground, even though it is drawing nutrients from the ground. That's not the definition of Hilchos Shabbos. The definition of Hilchos Shabbos of Koytzer, of Toilesh, is Oikir Gavar Migidulo. So much so, yeah.
Is there a difference between something being suspended over the ground or being placed on pegs? Does that matter?
As long as it's drawing nutrients. So if there's a plastic plate blocking it, the Gemara assumes, and then that's what Taisa describes, if it's certain materials that are not porous or whatever, you know, so then no nutrients are flowing. So then it would be detached both in both areas. But so it depends on that. That's what it depends on, yeah. So much so, by the way, just to make the point, you know, Hilchos Shabbos, is the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that if a person aborts an animal fetus on Shabbos, he's hoshit yada, he sticks his hand inside, I don't know how they deliver animals, but you have to stick your hands inside and pull out the animal. He sticks his hand and he kills the animal in utero. So the Gemara says, Yachai mishum oikar davar migiduloi. Oikar davar migiduloi. What does this mean about the abortion debate? The Gemara says, Oikir davar migiduloi. So the Rashba, I think it's the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kuzayin, so the Rashba, they quote the name of the Ramban, it doesn't mean koitzer, because it's never attached to the ground. But the Gemara did use this language of Oikir davar migiduloi, because the Rashba, the Ramban thought, well, maybe it is koitzer, meaning maybe aborting the fetus from the place where it was grown, the place where it was developing, is along the same lines of koitzer. What's the definition of koitzer? Oikir davar migiduloi, not detaching something from the ground, but removing from the place where it grew and developed. So the Ramban, even at a Havamina, that maybe this boy in the fetus should itself be considered to be Eiger Dover Migidua. He argues that that can't be the case, because then cutting hair off the animal, shearing hair off the animal, should also be Koitzer, which it's not. It's Goizes. It's shearing, which is a different one of the Lama Tessa Abbas. So therefore the Ramban argues here that it's Netilas Neshama. You're taking a life. Is that fetus alive? I don't know. Well, at least it's about to be delivered. It's like taking a life. So then everyone might agree that that's like taking a life, right? So the partial birth abortion. So the Rabban is in Tilas Neshama. So too the Gemara says, Hashon Adad Marayam, if a person takes a fish out of the sea, is Chai Mishum Eker Dover Migiduo. So again, the Mishnah there say it means Tilas Neshama. But there is a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, no, it's Kaitzer. It's Kaitzer. Maybe it is Kaitzer. Maybe aborting the fetus, taking a fish out of the sea. It's not Tilas Neshama. One of the other Lam Tesaf is Malachus, derived from Sheikh, you know, to kill the animal. You don't have to take any life on Shabbos. It has to do with killing bugs and things. It's Chayav Mishum Netilas Neshama. But, or Chabura, making the wound, is all derived from Netilas Neshama. Taking blood out, drawing blood, all Netilas Neshama. But Yushalmi implies that, besides the issue of Netilas Neshama, maybe it's Kaitzer. Maybe it's Kaitzer. Because Kaitzer is Eiker Davar Migidua, removing from the place where it grew. Now, the Babuin assumes, no, it had to have been attached to the ground. Aborting the fetus is not Kaitzer. But at the same time, you see that the definition is not attached to the ground, drawing nutrients from the ground versus not drawing nutrients from the ground. It's not so much even being attached to the ground necessarily, other than the fact that it's Eiker Dover Migiduo. You're removing something from a place that it grew. Yeah, that's the definition of karka, or detaching the ground in Hilchos Shabbos. Has to do with Eiker Dover Migiduo. When it comes to Shulchan Aruch, it has to do with the Nika Min Aretz. It's drawing nutrients from the ground. So the fact that there's a distinction here, even though these two issues sometimes get conflated, right? Attached to the ground, detached from the ground. Sounds like it's the same in all areas of halacha. It really isn't, and we'll see that in other areas of halacha has a different definition. So, Moshul Ma'ad Avodayna, where else do you see? It's not the same definition of Shabbos or Shemus Amayis. You see the same kind of format and scheme with regards to Hilchos Shavuos and Oino. The Gemara says over here, Masechta Shavuos, that there are certain items from which you do not take a Shavuah. Because the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Ki Yitein Isha or Yehu, Kesef or Kelim Lishmar, if you give something to your friend to watch. So the Gemara draws a cloud, a private cloud, you give him something to watch. So it's a general statement, and the Pasuk and Mishpatim was a few specific items, and then back to a general statement. So the Gemara there derives a cloud, a private cloud, general, specific, general, which teaches us that even the general statements are limited to that which is similar to the prop. So what are the specific items that are mentioned there? Kesef Kalim Lishmar. I give him money or items, utensils. Those are movables. That's metaltolin, not karka, not karka. So Gemara says, "Ein nishboin al karkos." There's no shvua about karka. What does that mean? There's no shvua about karka. So let's say one easy shvua deraisa. It's hard to give karka to a shamer to watch. One of the shvua deraisa. Most shvuas are only derabanan. There are some that are deraisa. Shvuas hashemen is deraisa. But how do you give karka anyway to a shamer to watch? But okay. But let's say I might have a mixas. I give you, I claim that you owe me, a piece of property. You say, I don't owe you that full piece of property, I owe you half of that property, right? Half a lot, not a full lot. So you might even mix us to a timer. I make a timer, you're supposed to give me one of the, this whole block. You say, no, I'm going to give you one of these properties, but not the whole block. That was our deal. So that's might even mix us. Might even mix us normally take a shvuah d'oraisa. But over here, we're talking about karka. So, ein nishbon al karkos. There's no shvuah that has to do with, let's take with regards to karkos. The Gemara there says, there's also no shvuah regarding avodim. Let's say we were trading avodim. I say, you're supposed to give me two avodim. You say, it was only one. So, normally we'd have to take a shvuah. Might even mix us, because you validate the time, even though we disagree about the amount or the degree. Normally we'd have to take a shvuah. Right. So when it comes to avodim, there's no shvuah. Avodim is treated like karka here. Why? Because avodim are hukshu karkos. That's the Gemara Masechta Megillah. We'll go back in Oizvav, Pasuk and Parashas Bahar, V'snachotem Azom U'bnei Kamach Areichem, L'Resh Zachuza, that the Eved goes Birusha, just like property goes Birusha from father to son, the Avadim are Hukshu L'Karkos. So there's no Shvuah. There's also no Oino. What's Oino? Overcharging. It's not overcharging to buy a soda for $15 in Yankee Stadium. That's the price in Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is like its own Medina, Vatican City, Luxembourg, its own country. There's a set price for stadiums. That's what it costs in stadiums. Everyone who goes to a stadium knows what the price is. If the cap would be charging one price, you know, other stores are charging another price. That's an interesting debate. Is there a going market and is the calf, you know? Okay, maybe it's like Yankee Stadium, maybe it's not like Yankee Stadium. Okay, we can discuss that another time. Well, let's say you have one store that's right outside the airport, and all the the immigrants, people don't know what's going on over here. The tourists come and you overcharge them. You tell them, no, a soda here costs $25, and they don't know, they don't know anything better. So, and then they learn that you overcharge them. So, overcharging prohibition of the time, right? It's everybody know. Sometimes the Mecca Chesfizer, sometimes the Mecca Chesnafizer. Six, more than six, whatever the story is. When it comes to property, there's no such issue as overcharging. Ain I know the carcos. It's good for the real estate community. Right? They get out of taxes, they get out of overcharging, they get out of everything the real estate guy. But ain I know the carcos. Now that could be because it's hard to speak about a set price in real estate. Real estate, there isn't another property that's exactly like this. So real estate, and there's only limited supply in the whole world of real estate, unless we're going to start selling air rights and ground rights and all these kinds. There's a limited, even then, there's a limited supply. So the price maybe is infinite. It's hard to know what to set a set price for karka. Either way, whatever the story is, ain't no the karkos. The Gemara derives from a pasuk. Pasuk in Parashas Shalitzin. Not a much problem. Simku memkar. Oh no, back in Parashas Behar. If the simku memkar miseko, economy out of miseko, thereby nikum yad liyad. You sell something to someone else. It's prohibition of charging or not. But again, the pasuk implies something which I handed over to you. Okonami yad amitecho. Something I handed to you. Only something I nikum yad liyad, not karka. There's no ono of the karkos. Mara says, just like there's no ono of the karkos, there's no ono by avodim. Because avodim hooksu the karkos. Great. Fantastic. Problem is, so by shvu, by ono, karka is excluded from the isur, from the mitzvah shvu. It's excluded from the isur by ono, and avodim go along with it because avodim hooksu the karkos. However, the Gemara says is called the kama. In the context of Kinyan Agav, what is Kinyan Agav? Kinyan Agav, as we do this with Megaris and Mechiras Chametz, is there's certain Kinyanim that work for Karka, there's other Kinyanim that work for Metalton, for movables. Right? Hagbah, Meshicha, those are Kinyanim for movables. Karka is Nikdis Bekesef, Beshtar, Hazaka, there's different Kinyanim for Karka as opposed to Metalton. One of the Kinyanim, though, that exists for Metalton is what's known as Kinyan Agav. That if I sell you a piece of karka which has metalton in it, once you're kone the metalton, the karka, you're kone the metalton along with it. Kinyan agav, meaning agav, the karka, you're kone the metalton. It's one of the kinyan we do with regard to the mechiras chametz, is we sell the goy, the place where the chametz is, and then the chametz goes along with the place. It's one of the kinyan we use. It's so hard to do mechiras chametz because it's machlekes in the Gemara Mesef. How come all by karka mechiras chametz we have to do a million kinyanim? The answer is because it's machlekes in the Gemara, fourth parak of Amitzia. Which kinyan is deraisa? Kinyan kesef or dvarato mos konos or is meshicha kaina deraisa? It's machlekes in the Gemara. Is money kaina or is meshicha kaina? Somewhat of an open question. So normally in other kinyanim we do both. You're buying a ring, kedushin, shalatayim mitzvahas. So you're going to do. You don't have to do 1,000 kinyanim from the guy when you buy the ring. You shouldn't pay for it just on a credit card. You should pay for cash. A credit card, interesting shy. Because it's like a chayv. You really own a yen, it's kind of like an IOU. Interesting. I think you should pay cash, but or at least pay the credit card go off. But either way, you're going to pay for it and pick it up. Pay for it and pick it up. So either whatever way side of the debate that arises with the Vartel Moos corners is money or is it Meshicha, you're going to do both. So you account for both sides. You pay the money, you pick up the ring. By chametz, we can't have the guy go to everybody's house and pick up the chametz. If I'm selling him chametz that I bring there, I don't need to do many kinyanim. I'll give him kesef, he'll pick up the box of pasta, shalom al Yisrael. That's it, we don't have to do other kinyanim. But if he can't pick it up, because it's in a million different homes in 5,000 communities throughout the eastern seaboard, tri-state area, and everyone's selling their chametz for in Riverdale, so this guy's not going to go to every Jewish community, the tri-state area, and start picking up people's chametz. It's not shy. So now, all we have is kesef. Kesef maybe works there, right? So maybe it doesn't, and we start then cleaning out the barrel of other kinyanim, which might work. Maybe it only works with Rabbanan. So there's a debate with regards to many of them. So we do every other kinyan that we have. We throw the kitchen sink, at this sale in order to account for the lack of meshicha. Yeah, what do you say?
Is there a specific amount for kinyan kesef or not?
Bhuta. Bhuta, yeah. Oh. So one of the other kingdom that we do in the absence of Mashiach is we sell the karka of the place where the, or at least the place where the Chametz is, and then the non-Jew is kind of the metalton agav the karka, kinyan agav. Oh. So with regards to kinyan agav, the Gemara debates, is our avadim considered to be karka? Meaning, let's say an eved is holding on to metalton, and you're kind of the eved with kinyan kesef. Are you kind of the metalton along with the eved? Or is the eved not considered to be karka? And you're not kind of, I mean, with regards to kinyan agav, you're not kind of the metalton together with the eved. This is the debate in the Gemara. Gemara's not sure. Yes, no, machlekes. So Taisvis there asks, how can we have a debate about this? This is settled law. We know this from Shmuel. We know this from Rav Metzia. The Gemara Maseches Megillah, Avadim Hukshu LeKarkos. Avad Gav Lekamu Dukten, says Taisvis. Ashkan LeKarkoi Dami. We know Shmuel. We know that it is LeKarkoi Dami. So why should I think by Kenyan Agav? If you're kind of the eved, you should not be kind of the talent along with it. Why is it any different than being kind of karka? And there's a box of pasta on that place. You're kind of the box of pasta along with the place. So why should you not be kind of the metalton along with the eved? I Marie, the haka loy ariel b'mili derabbanan. This is the sheet of Taisus, which is why Kenyan Agav is not the best. It's not the end of the discussion on Pesach. Taisus sheet is Kenyan Agav is only derabbanan too. It's only derabbanan. When it comes to issues with the Rabbanan, we were asking, is Avadim Hukshul Karkos and not Hukshul Karkos? I mean, read the Hukshul Karkos, the Mule, the Rabbanan, what God is Miyasua? Not sure. The Rabbanan, the Raisa, the Zinish, the Rabbanan, maybe we don't say Avadim Hukshul Karkos. That's place for Shita. The Rashbam and Mukha Yaisi say a different terrace. They say, again, I mean, you probably gather where we're going with this, there's a difference between these two areas of Alapha. The Gemara there in Bava Kamma is not only debating with regards to Kenyan Agav, it's also debating with regards to collecting from a Baal Choiv. Right, Rabbi, so you know this, right? When you're collecting, let's say I lend you money, you can collect from whatever I have in order to repay the debt. But if I sell an item, there's only liens on, there's only a lien on property. So let's say I take out a mortgage from the bank. The bank uses collateral the property or other properties that I have. If I sell those properties, the bank can repossess them from the person I sold them to because there's a lien on the property. That's what you do a title search for. It exists even today, is to find out, is there a lien on this property for some outstanding loan? And even if you change your hands four or five times, that lien predates the exchange, the bank has the right to repossess it. There is no such situation, there's no such concept with regards to metalton, with regards to things that are movables. There's no such lien on a desk. There's no lien on those kinds of things. It doesn't exist. It's only on karka. What about avadim? Avadim, is there a lien the same kind of way as you have on karka? Or not? So that's again what the Gemara there, Baba Kamma, is debating. By a Baal Choyv, is there the same kind of lien on an avadim if they change hands a few times after a loan was made or not? So again, Taisus says, well, that also is only the Rabbanan. Shibuda lav deraisa. The idea of liens itself is only the rabbanon. So the idea of collecting a lukuchas can collect even though the item was changed hands four or five times from a property that's no longer in the possession of the person who made the loan, who you know benefited from the loan. That whole idea of shibuda liens is only the rabbanon. When it comes to the issue of the rabbanon, we can debate about the hukshul karkos, not hukshul karkos. The Rashbam and the Mukha Yasif say no. There's two categories here. There's real estate versus movables. That's Einah. That's Shvua. There, Avadim Hukshu LeKarkos, it is real estate. Kinyan Agav and collecting loans, liens on property, has to do with dependable assets, reliable assets. The Baal Choyv wants to know, am I going to be able to get my loan? So he puts the lien on something that you know will always be there. Kinyan Agav. This is a permanent thing, so that which is temporary goes along with it. In fact, we're using this context, the language of the Chasim Sheyesh L'Machrayis, Nitin Makasim, Shayna Machrais, Nitin Makasim, Shayeshla Machrais. Okay, the Rani Gemara begin. And Alpha Beit discusses Kinyan Agav. And there the Gemara uses a language, Nechasim, if you look 5 or 6 lines from the bottom of, from the top of Chabez Meralf, the Gemara says, Nechasim She'en Le'machrayis, Nikdim Nechasim She'yesh Le'machrayis. Doesn't say Karka, Metalklin is Nikdim with Karka. The movables are Nikdim with real estate. That's not what it says. It says, Nechasim She'en Le'machrayis, Nikdim Nechasim She'yesh Le'machrayis. Nechasim that are not dependable, that are not reliable, are Nikdim with Nechasim that are reliable, that are dependable. Because it makes sense. The Baal Chayiv wants to know he's going to be able to collect his loan. It has nothing to do with real estate per se. It has to do with something I know will always be there. And that's something that's going to be consumed. So there we can debate. Are avodim reliable assets? Not reliable assets. Has nothing to do with real estate versus movables. That's karka versus metalin. Okay, avodim are real estate. Fine. But it's whether it's considered to be Nechasim she'esh ha'makaris, nechasim she'en ha'makaris, that's a different discussion. So look over here, it says, because that has to do with smichas da'at. That has to do with what do I have in mind when I make the loan that I know I'll be able to collect my you know, the choy, the outstanding cost. The Rashbam says over here, oisud, did he the iskish lekarkos, it's true, avadim are compared to real estate, as the Pasuk says, it's not for them, hani milu l'dvar matzuvim b'teira. Kegon l'knesim b'kesef v'shtar v'chazak v'shlo l'ishav alayim v'shayim b'en ono. That has to do with laws that depend on real estate. When it comes to Baal Chayiv, they are movable. What does that mean? The Baal Chayiv soymeh ela karka. The Baal Chayiv only relies on karka, she'ein yuchayim le'yavid, that they can't be lost. Karka is always there. V'loy lozuz, mimakayim, it doesn't move. Aval avodim lo'isam chadaydeh. Depends on smichus das. Depends on the chasim sheyesh and machrayis. I know I'll always be able. It's responsible. I'll always be able to get it. Okay, Yosef draws the distinction a little bit sharper over here. He said, "Alpa ikav zeh shemachol divrei Torah avodik mekarkoi dami kishvu vayinav tashum mekev udin neshaymer pinim b'char." Many halachas depend on real estate versus the talmudin. B'chol elu hotzi mehem karkos b'chol right and avodim are included. Aval hidba baso toy b'gashim bnei adam karn avodim the talmudin ufi shehem the talmudin. Where is the difference over here? Where does he get to the point? Maybe on the page. Yeah. And then he says, "Wafikach avodim kevin she'ein adam soymech aleihem avodim, which people do not rely upon them." Ef shalismoch metalton aleihem. You cannot be kainah the metalton agav the karka. Kinyan agav also depends on smichus das. What is tafel to what? What is negligible to what? So, you know, unreliable assets are negligible to the dependable assets. But here, avodim are not necessarily reliable assets in that sense. So what the Rishonim seem to be pointing to is that, again, they don't talk in the conceptual language that we're used to in the halls of the Brisker Beis Medrash, but what they seem to be pointing us to is that these two halakhos shouldn't be compared. One depends on smichus das, one depends on real estate versus movable. You see the same distinction, again, between these two areas, with regards to a different sugya in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin over here, Oisiv Beis. Again, same two categories. But the Gemara here is discussing, again, collecting a loan, whether there's a lien on something, but not avadim, but items that are meant to be cut. Anavim ha'imdim libatzer. Grapes that are meant to be cut. Are grapes that are meant to be cut karka, or they, because they're attached to the ground now, or are they metaltulin? Because they're meant to be cut. What's the nafkamina? Shvuah. I say you owe me 10 cherry trees. You say I only owe you 5 cherry trees or whatever. You owe me bushels of cherries. Would you take a moed of a mixas on the cherries? The cherries are attached to the ground. So maybe ain't shvuah al karkos, but it's meant to be cut. Anovim ha'endim libatzeh kebeturas damin. Maybe it's as if they've already been harvested and it's metal to it. Is there aina? Is there shvuah? That's what the Gemara there is debating. And what about Baal Chayiv? What about Baal Chayiv? Is there a lien on these things? So the Gemara there has a machlekes. Ma'aseva kibetzuras dami, ma'aseva lav kibetzuras dami. Is it kibetzuras dami or not kibetzuras dami? The Gemara there happens to be discussing shvua. The Gemara is on edge discussing shvua. So Taisus asks the Gemara Masechta Ksubis regarding a Baal Chayiv. There, the Gemara says, anavim ma'amdim libatzer. There, the Gemara is not talking about grapes, it's talking about dates. Dates that are meant to be cut are considered to be detached from the ground. So in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a debate by Shvuah. Machlekes, another one that we bought to Mitzuris Damin or not, is would you take a Shvuah On grapes, on the things that are meant to be cut and harvested. Because even though right now it's attached, it's going to be cut. You can already project a little bit. The Gemara Ksubis assumes that Kedavar Pashut, it's detached. It's detached. So Taisus there says, Yeshloimar, the Gabi Balchayv, Moideh, Balchayv, they all agree that it's considered to be cut. Why? So Taisus says, the loy sam chadaite. No one relies on something that's meant to be cut. Meaning when it has to do with a balchayv and liens on property and collecting loans, no one relies, you'd be a fool, you'd be an idiot to rely on grapes that are meant to be harvested. Because they won't be here tomorrow. They're going to be gone. There's no smichos das. Yes, it's attached to the ground now. Who cares? That's not what it's about. It's not about real estate versus movables. Then we can debate. Is this real estate? Is it movable? Do we project forward? Do we not project forward? And that's what we're debating in Sanhedrin, vis-a-vis Hilchos Seudah, vis-a-vis Hilchos Shavuos. But when it comes to Balchayv, when it comes to Kinyan Agav, which is dependable assets versus, you know, unreliable assets, oh, this is not a reliable asset. It's going to be cut off. That's what it says. We distinguish between them. The Ravid makes this point. And it's our course in the Rambam over here, or it's Yugimo. He says, "Ve'efshar shela'ein lemeidin shvua v'shar dvarim." We don't learn out from shvua to kinyan agav to balchayv. Shreyavodim shel yisrael yidonik metaldim in shvua ein nishbon alein. When it comes to collecting from yisraelim, avodim are considered to be unreliable assets. They're metaldim. When it comes to shvua, there is no shvua because it's real estate as opposed to movables. So again, the Rishonim here are not careful because they're not using our scientific language, you know, karka versus metaltolin, as opposed to chazm sheyeshon b'chayz versus chazm sheyeshon b'chayz, and that's why sometimes some Rishonim and some Akharim conflated the issues. That karka metaltolin are the same and called harakua, but it clearly is not the case. I know in Shavua is one thing, b'chayv kinyan agav is another thing. Shabbos is something completely different. Right, so Tosfos in Bava Metzia makes this point. Taisus Bava Metzia says, whoa. Would anyone say grapes that are meant to be harvested, you could pick from the ground on Shabbos? Would anybody say, on either side of the debate, another mountain that we bought, say, Kapturis Damien, Lat Kapturis Damien, or Kohaimi Ligzas Kigazu Damien, whatever is meant to be sheared, we already view it as if it's being sheared. Would anybody say you can shear an animal if you're meant to take a haircut before Shabbos and you didn't get a chance, you could take a haircut on Shabbos because it's meant to be cut off? Would anybody say that? Would anybody say you can pick an apple that's meant to be harvested on Shabbos because it's Kibbutzuris Damien, it's as if it's already been harvested? No one would say such a thing. It says Taisus over here, but I forgot the Kli Nihakul, Indian Shabbos. Comes to Shabbos, Moidu Kuli Alma, the Rav Kibbutzuris Damien, but turn the Yishraya. Of course you're Chayyim. How does Taisus know that's the case? Because Shabbos is a whole different category. It's true, Karka, Metalkal, Tosh, Mechubar, we use these expressions or terms somewhat freely, but the truth of the matter is they're really very different categories. Shabbos has to do with Eikad Ever Migidulo. We never project forward. We never say, well, it's meant to be cut, it's already as if it's cut. Trumas and Maishas depends on the unique of an aretz. Is it drawing nutrients from the ground versus not drawing nutrients from the ground? Even if nothing is going to be touching the ground, if it's still drawing nutrients, it's considered to be attached. Maybe not. That's not the case for Shabbos. Tons of Rashi held that's the case for Shabbos too. The Rambam held it's not. That's nothing to do with that. It has to do with Eikar Dvar Migidula or not. When it comes to Shvua and Oinah, it depends on real estate versus metaltolin. Permanent property versus, not permanent property. When it comes to Kinyan Agav and Balchayv, it depends on dependable assets, reliable assets, the Chachm Sheyesh HaMachayim. Versus the Chazam Shayim Prize. So we have four categories so far of what you can call attached to the ground, not attached to the ground, Kaka, Metalpon, everyone referred to it. They're four separate categories. Rabbi Shalvetchik makes this point of the Yoy Stay's Vow. A lot of this Shikha is quoted in the journal that's put up by the OU called Nesera. I don't know if it still comes out. They publish a few chubas that have to do with Kashrus in the back. The OU is amazing. They have a treasure trove of chubas. Everything that goes on in the Kashrus department is a chuba. They don't. If you know who to ask, you can get access to that. But some of them they publish. So in a journal called Masera, a lot of the famous shtickle parents there publish in Masera. The best ones are published in Masera. So the first few volumes were all Divrei Torah from the Rav. I think now it's still dedicated to the Divrei Torah from the Rav. The last all 20 or so volumes. But the first 10 or so were written by Rav Shechter, which is clear style. And if you know the things that he says. It's almost exactly what he presents it. It's the way it's written in the Sefer. Later volumes are written by a few of the volumes are written by the Hari Kevin. You can tell from the style, it's like the Hari Kevin style. Other volumes, I don't know that to be the case.
You don't have the names on the chubas?
No. The chubas in the back, yes. But the different Torah from the Rav were written by Talmidim. So the beginning ones were all, the first 10 or so volumes were written by Rishafta. So in the eighth volume, this is, I'm sorry, yeah, the eighth little pamphlet, there's this Shikul Torah appears, and there he explains the following. The Shnei Musagim Nefradim Hema, Hamusag Shal Karkam and Igalim Metalton. One category is Karkam versus Metalton. But Musag Shal Nechazim Shei Shal Makhais, and Igalim Nechazim Shei Shal Makhais. And then there's Chazim Shei Shal Makhais, and Chazim Shei Shal Makhais. If you are reading the Avodim Hukshul Karkos, and you daf ke heikad adin anoyim with Karkam, and you shish lachshem Karkam. When we said Avodim Hukshul Karkos, it's when it's real estate versus movable. Daf Avodim Nidoyim ki ihu yesham shem Karkam. They're considered to be real estate. Even though obviously they do move. Has to do with reliable, dependable assets. Because that the Malv is going to rely on the able to collect his loans. This doesn't pay us to have. Okay, so we have four categories so far. Shabbos, Trumas and Meisters, at least for the Rambam, those are two separate categories. And now we have Karak, Matalzal, and Mesu, and the Chasm Shesham, and Karak, and Chasm Shesham. There's two other categories. Look over here, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Shchita, beginning of the Yeruv Deah, it's based on the Gemara Masechta Schul, Nadav Tezayin, the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says you cannot shaft with a nail, not a metal nail, a fingernail. You can't shaft with a fingernail. Why not? It's Mechubar. Mechubar, it's attached. So we don't know whose fingernail, what fingernail, where's it coming from? You can't check with anything that's attached. Remember there says if you have a reed that's attached to the ground, it's very sharp, even though you can check with a reed, if it's properly sharpened, not while it's attached to the ground. It has to be detached from the ground. How do we know that? So you look over here, the Gemara says that is based upon the... Oh, I didn't give it to you. Yeah. That is based upon a pasuk by the... Akedah, the pasuk says, "Ve'ikach tzmachel tzvushchot es benoy." Avinu took the knife to shaft Yitzchak. So it's something you have to take in your hand. "Ve'ikach tzmachel tzvushchot es benoy." So the Shulchan Aruch passes over here that you cannot shaft with a nail that's attached to the leg of an animal or a human being. Let's say you have a nail that's attached. You can't shaft with your own nail, human being, and you can. There's malikas oifas right in place. Something that's good. You can't shaft like that. And you can't take a leg of an animal. Let's say I cut off the leg of an animal and it has a very sharp nail. I can't use that as a shechita knife. I thought one would do that, but okay. Hashek v'davar mechub l'karka l'guf k'gon tzipar v'shein ha-mechubar l'vehema. A tooth, a nail that's attached to an animal, shkitas v'psua. As a Rekiva Eger, how did Shulchan Aruch know? They're just talking about the nail of an animal. Maybe he's only talking about the nail of a human being. You know why? Because the root of the psul is Shchita b'mechubar, shechita with something that's attached. Bnei Adam are hukshu l'karkos. Avadim are hukshu l'karkos. Right, the Gemara we saw earlier. V'sachot ha'am l'sam v'meikam l'goresh z'achuza. Gets passed. B'yerusha, just like an estate, l'goresh z'achuza, is considered to be karka. Aynah shvua. Bnei Adam are hukshu l'karkos. Right, I'm not if they we can derive all the other hukshul karkos. Behemoths are not necessarily hukshul karkos. So, how does Shulchan Aruch know? Well, we're talking about the nail of a behemoth. Behemoths are not hukshul karkos. Maybe it's only the nail of bnei adam that are hukshul karkos. The Tamuli, lemad ha'las shach leikav b'chayshim yishu sin tzadi. According to that, which the shach said, the adam is kishul karka. That bnei adam are considered to be like real estate or karka. As the pasuk says, it's not called time after that. The kinyan is even though the pasuk talks about the kinyan, he come back to me after the adam the alma. We derive from there all bnei adam. It's a big machlokes. We're shining one, and that's the case enough. But the shach includes that that's the psach that bnei adam are hukshul karkos. In kame ab sikalem the shach with the part of kubu behem of the pasuk. How do you know? You shach with the nail of an animal that is pasuk. The mishnah just said you shach with a nail. Maybe it's the nail of a human being. Who's to say it's the nail of an animal? Are the nails not hukshul karkos? Animals are not hukshul. Great kasha, leaves off the Sarafim. So in the Tesefet Tiferes Yaakov, Tiferes Yaakov is of Yaakov Gesundheit. Yaakov Gesundheit. He's the Enikol balance in the Shkita. We never know he's the Enikol. He is the Enikol of Yaakov. Chashav Yid. Tamachov. So in the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, it's a Sefer Masechta Gittin. Tiferes Yaakov and Gittin, and it's a Sefer on Chulin. So Sefer on Chulin, he makes this distinction. Nearly Pashut, the aim psul mechuba b'shchita toldu mechuba l'karka. The psul of mechuba by shchita has nothing to do with what's hukshu l'karkos and not hukshu l'karkos. The idea of mechuba by shchita has to do with attached to anything else other than a handle. A handle is part of the time. But anytime it's attached to anything extraneous, that's mechuba. Not attached to the ground, dafka. If it's attached to the leg of an animal, that's mechubar. If it's attached to a human hand, mechubar. Not because of hukshu l'karkos, real estate versus metaltolin, that kind of distinction. It has to do with attached to anything extraneous. So hold the definition. As you see from Ibn Ishaq, it's its own pasuk. It has nothing to do with real estate versus metaltolin. Anyway, parsha, the imsum mechubar b'shchita toiv mechubar l'karka, dafka, the ma'ini mechubar l'karka l'shchita. What did mechubar l'karka do with shchita? The pasuk says, Ibn Ishaq, mechubar l'shchita, she has rabah hanika. It's be something that you can easily move around without something else attached to it. MK ma'afkamina mechubar l'karka l'tolish kol she'enika. And therefore, over here, it's considered to be mechubar because it's attached to an animal. I can't pick up an animal and use it to do shchita. That's not something that's easily moved around. So I'm going to pick up the animal and start shefting with the hole. It's an animal. That's not dabar nikah. That's not something that's pick it up easily. So anything that's attached to anything else that has nothing to do with the shchita. But that makes it more cumbersome and more difficult to do shchita is a shchita with mechubar. And its own definition. Its own definition. Shchita is its own definition. And look over here, there's a steer in the Rambam. Between two other areas of halacha, again, that have to do with attached to the ground versus detached from the ground. The Gemara says, Mesef is Mi'ila, that you're only, there's only Mi'ila. Again, right? That's if you
use
Hekdish for mundane purposes. So, yeah, there's certain penalties and consequences of using Hekdish. But some of them, you know, obviously it's always prohibited, whether it's Karko or Metal. But the penalties of Me'ila painter and Bechaymish and all the Karbonis are only if it's Metalpon. If it's Karka, there's no Me'ila. Hey, Me'ila says the Rambam over here, according to the Gemara, El Betolish in the Karka. Aba Hanen be Karka, as Mechubar Loimol. You're not allowed to do it, but it's not Me'ila. All the consequences that follow. So it's only by something detached. What is a house? Is a house attached or detached? It's not ground. Attached. It says, "Ken amakdish b'ayis banoi hadar bo lomo." If you amakdish this house, the Beis Hamikdash, and you use it for mundane purposes, there's no me'ilas attached to the ground. There's another halacha that depends on things that are detached from the ground versus attached to the ground. That's avodah zarah. The Gemara there, Masechta Shkulin, cites the pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, "Vibadatem," it's called Mekamos Asher Avdu Shem HaGoyim. You have to destroy all the places where they worship the avodah zarah. And the pasuk says, "Es Eloi Hehem El Harim Haromim." You have to destroy all the gods that are on the mountains that are very high, or wherever you might find them. So Gemara Darshan's El Eloi Hehem Es Eloi Hehem Al Harim Eloi Harim El Hehem. If they worship a mountain, let's say they're going to all worship a certain mountain, they think the mountain is very holy. I'm sure there is such a mountain which is worshipped somewhere. They worship a mountain. Does the mountain become a Beit Habdum, you know, subject to that obligation to destroy it? Is it an obligation to destroy a Beit Zara if it's Karka? No. El Haharim, Esalahayim, El Haharim, El Haharim, El Haharim. Their mountain can't be their God. So said the Rambam over here, not for Beit Zara, Kol Shein Bo Tfisis Yad Adam, Lo Aso Adam, Afu Kishineh, Bar Harei Zeh Mutabana. Even if they worship the mountain, if you call it the Chokam, Ma'ayv, Dimes Haharim, Es Agvel, Es Agvel, they worship a tree, they worship a mountain, there's no obligation necessarily to destroy. There's no halakha of Atzei Asherah. That's a separate discussion. What if you build a house and they worship the house? By Shabbat or the Gehavim Mitzvila, she habayis atmaneva. They worship a house, a temple. Do you have to destroy that, or is it attached to the ground? Is that like the mountain itself? Again, Mishdachu habayis banu hareza osibano. That's detached. That's not the mountain itself, it's detached. How could the Rambam say, Nofus Mi'ila, that a house that's attached to the ground is not subject to the laws of Mi'ila because it's attached to the ground? When it comes to some of the Zara, the house is attached to the ground, it says it's been detached. And it is subject to the laws of destroying the places where are worshipped, you know, by the Zara. This seems to contradict themselves. So again, here, Salvechik quotes the name of Mesh Salvechik. No, these are two separate discussions. Mi'ila, you know, depends on real estate versus metaltolin. Like Oino, like Shvua, and there, Avadim Hukshuva Karkos, whole story. So if anything is attached to the ground, okay, it's considered to be real estate. If you worship that, if you use the house for their purposes, it's no, Mi'ila. It's attached to the ground. Real estate. However, by the Zara, the Ram already uses a different language. It's Yesh Bo Tfisas Yad Adam. Did it have human involvement in creating it, or was it a natural thing that occurred? The mountain is a natural thing that occurred. No human hands built it. The house was built by human beings. That's about the Zara. Nothing to do with being attached to the ground versus detached from the ground necessarily. It has to do with things that occur naturally versus that don't occur naturally. Most of them occur naturally attached to the ground. But it's not necessarily dependent on that. So even though this item is attached to the ground, it might rightly be called real estate. The house is real estate. It doesn't matter. It's Yeshua Tvisa Se'alot, a whole separate halacha. That's different than Shechita. Shechita is attached to something that's extraneous. That's not, you know, Vayikach HaSmachelot, Lishkot HaSbeno. Here, by the way, Zara has to do with Yeshua Tvisa Se'alot, Laibu Tvisa Se'alot. So therefore, Rosh HaVeshah says, Leidu Me'ila, Shechot Hoi B'Shem Karak M'Taltelin, Hasam Shabbat Pasuk Aram, the Baiz Dinu K'Machubar. The house is considered to be Machubar. K'Machubar L'Karka, Dinu K'Karka, Ve'emo Me'ila. But when it comes to Avayda Zara, no. That's Yeshua Tfisa Yadam versus Zemba Tfisa Yadam. So what emerges is six different categories. I'm trying to list different things. I don't like people make lists, but six categories of different halachas that shouldn't be confused. Shabbos has to do with Oikadavar Migidulo versus not Oikadavar Migidulo. Trumas HaMais has to do with what's drawing nutrients from the ground versus not drawing nutrients from the ground. Again, what's considered to be attached, what's considered to be karko, different definitions in these two areas. Shvua Noina has to do with real estate versus metalgam, movable versus, you know, permanent assets. Kinyan Agav has to do with Nachat Mishayesh Amar Chayesh versus Nachat Shein Lai Amar Chayesh. Shechita, Mechubar is puzzle. It's not attached to the ground necessarily, even if it's attached to the animal, which is not, you know, something extraneous to doing the Shechita, to the knife. That's Mechubar versus Eino Mechubar. Me'ila, might be similar to one of the other categories, but Avodah Zarah is Yesh Bo Tfisas Yadam versus Ein Bo Tfisas Yadam. Was there involvement of human being or not involvement of human being in the house? Therefore, even though it was attached to the ground now, had involvement and would be subject to the laws of Eitzah. So anyway, this little issue that was brought up by this small Tosis is about comparing and contrasting different areas of halacha versus what's considered to be attached versus detached really is the tip of an iceberg of a much bigger discussion. All right.